the Gospel of Mark, or one of the other, you know, the, it may have been influenced heavily by Peter, or the, some of the Gospels. I mean, because they're all, cause, like Luke, he gathered first-hand accounts. He could have had stuff from Peter. Just like Peter testifies of the Mount of Transfiguration. It was something he probably talked about. You know, like, I talk about the my conversion experience when I got the Holy Ghost. I talk about what happened to me. And it makes sense that I would talk about that more than once. So Peter talked about it here. It's in the Gospels. And etc. It was known. And made known. And it was the kind of thing he talked about. Anyways. I like what he says about the writings of Paul. Because it's so true. Verse 16. As also in all his epistles. Speaking in them of these things. The same things. In which are some things hard to be understood. Which they that are unlearned and unstable. Rest. As they do also the other scriptures. Under their own destruction. Desnoetos is difficult, hard to be understood. It's one word. It means difficult of perception. Not easily perceived of man. Because of the hidden wisdom. And because Paul is like one of those guys that really runs out ahead of things on people sometimes. Speaking in mysteries and so on and so forth. I thank God he's given me greater understanding in the writings of Paul. And I understand them. And I think that that's, because I think that because of people misunderstanding about the grace of God and the faith, they look at Peter and they think there's some sort of difference. Because Peter and James emphasize this, add your faith and this works thing. But it's really in the teachings of Paul as well. But people don't understand. I think they look at certain verses where Paul talks only about faith and they think, well, it's faith only. But they don't understand he has plenty of other things where he says God has to do the works. Where he says, you know, that if you do certain things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And that we have to be perfect. Paul teaches more about perfection than anybody. Though it's mentioned in all these epistles we've taught. And Peter and James and the writings of Paul. And of course in John, which is coming up soon here. People don't get it. And those that are unstable, that are not fixed in the faith of Christ, they rest. Which is, I have a note on that. It means to strain or twist. You know, it means they twist and turn in it. They wrestle with it. I like that idea though, because they, you know, and the other scriptures, because they don't get it. So they come up with alternate explanations, because God doesn't give them understanding. Jesus said, in the Gospel of Mark, I know at least one place, I think it's chapter 4. He said, and also in Matthew, I know, when he talks about the parable of the sower, he says, it is given unto you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them that are without, it is not given. He explained this in regards to the parables. And I think it's funny because I listen to ministers teach certain parables, and I'm like, boy, they don't get it. I listen to them try to teach the Old Testament, and it's obvious that they don't get it. And the epistles of Peter, the epistles of Paul, and they don't get it. That's why their gospel doesn't match the gospel preached by the apostles. And it's astonishing in a way, because the words are all there. It's written in, you don't need to be a scholar to even get it. It's in plain English. Even in those other translations. I like the King James, you know why? Because it's the one I grew up in, as far as the one I learned. And I'm not going to start over with some other translation. I'm not here to be a scholar of words. I'm here to be a scholar of the Word of God. Meaning, I want to know the meaning of these words, the scriptures, the gospel. Not into, not to try to get it into to the vernacular of today beyond that which is necessary for just simple understanding. I don't need to make it appeal to everybody. It has its own appeal. Unto their own destruction. Because it ends up making them false prophets. They desire to be teachers of the law, but they don't understand whereof they affirm or what they're talking about. They really don't get it. And who do I speak of? I speak of all those guys on TV. All those guys on the radio. Oh, yeah. At least all the ones I've ever heard. The only ones I would exclude is the ones who teach the same things I do. If they teach the same things I do, I exclude them from that number. But I've never heard anyone teach those things, except I've heard people teach them, but not on the radio, is what I'm saying. Not on the television. But, you know, the gospel will have its day. I sincerely believe that. Verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Glorify him now. Glorify him in your body. By putting off the body of sin. By abstaining from fleshly lust. That is how you will glorify Christ in your body. In the works done in you by God. And we are to beware. We don't want to be led away. You know.
I'm sorry.
It's late. With the air of the wicked and fall from our steadfastness. I'll tell you, now having the true gospel, I see the horror of falling from it. Having lived in falsehood and come out of that, never having really known the full truth, knowing only the name of Christ. I feel like I knew only the baptism of John. That's what I feel like I'm like. I never heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. I'm making allusions to Acts. Well, we know these things ahead of time. The world that's coming. So, we got to be careful. We don't want to be led away with the error of the wicked. We don't want to fall from the grace in which we stand. We want to grow in grace. So it's like, it's not just, you've got grace now, so just wait. No, we are to beware, to be diligent, to grow. God forbid. God, that almost sounds like a work. Is it a work? Or is it a nature? It is partaking of the divine nature by which we grow up into Christ. It is by partaking of the divine nature that our faith grows from faith to faith, from righteousness to righteousness, from godliness to godliness, getting all things that pertain to godliness and life in this present world.